Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news of the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And we do not have a Rowan right now, unfortunately. Real life comes first, people. He's working. He's probably on his way. So if he's late, he will pop in right away. That's fine. If not, it is what it is. Until then, I have to figure out why OBS wants to keep doing this weird thing where it says your stream is still running. We paused this to save your preview resources. Dang it, Discord. That's okay, though.
Technology. You
know? I know, right? That's okay. Everyone, we're just going to leave it right there and talk very briefly about everything else. Hello to everyone in the chat. All of you Steves. Hey, Alex, are you okay with calling everyone a Steve in the chat? Because apparently that's what people do want.
Honestly, it cracks me up. And if it works, it works.
The reason I'm not against it, no one else is called Steves. And I don't think anyone could be offended by it. So if you guys want to be called Steves after an extremely successful dad joke, it could be so much worse for me. So you know what? Fine.
I mean, honestly, I could have picked like way worse of a name to give that screwdriver last week. I'm glad it was Steve.
or it could have been named after a worse joke. That was where my mind was going. So,
okay, yeah. I feel you. Yeah, that's fair too.
So you know what? Hello, Steves. Hope you're all doing good in the chat. I hope you have a Steve-tastic night. Yeah, get the puns out now. Steve's everywhere. Chester's around, walking around too. He's asking, what the heck, Steve? Who's Steve? You know what? You're all Steves because that's what you want. And also, it is happy Dodcast pay. This is a week where I hope Rowan does jump in later if he can. Again, Rowan, if you're listening, no rush. Real life comes first, blah, blah, blah. This is a week where no terrible news, no awful, terrible drama that we know of. It's that weird week where we have nice little things to talk about. You know, kind of the goal. So,
yay.
Yep. If you already clicked on this, we already know we're going to have the Grammy discussion because the Grammy nominations for alternative rock metal, they don't suck. They really don't. Okay. I know some people are going to be upset that their favorite's not chosen or anything like that. Guys, what else do you want? Okay. This is fine this year. So while I get the correct card for the right thing, I'll say also 50 likes will play around a festival rock or flop where we book random festivals. This last week, we actually had a little bit of redemption. It was much better than the previous week. We'll book random festivals out of a folder. I've updated the folder this past week as well, so it should be fun. Get it to 50 likes. Hitting the like button helps everybody, and your credit score will jump up 20 points if you do so. Alex can confirm.
I do not support Orb. Nope.
Thank you, Alex. Awesome. Glad we're on the same page once again. So, if The Simpsons taught me anything, Grammys. Yeah, okay. The Simpsons bit will always be legendary for the Grammys. That's fair. So, everyone, hope you're well in the chat. This is a decent Grammys list, at least. Yes, it is. Here we go. I got the little graphics. I got to pull up right here. Bam. See if I get this in frame. Alex, I'll read them off if you want to see what's going on too. I'm sharing the screen if you ever want to click on it. So this is the best I can do because OBS can be a pain live. Actually, that should work. Yeah, there we go. See, I kind of got it. There we go.
Job.
We're going to start with the metal performance because there's only one metal category. Alex, before we get to the metal nominees for best metal performance, thoughts on there being a new metal category for best metal album, like rock and metal have an album and all the other genres have an album category.
It's about time.
Yeah, I this would be nothing for the Grammys. It would actually show some goodwill. It'd be easy for them to do. But however,
come on.
But I think we also agree with one, Mr. Lou Brutus, formerly of SiriusXM, does a great job with Radio Online. We look forward to the Rock Awards being handed out next to a dumpster in the alleyway behind the building where the televised ceremony takes place. I hate to say it. They would probably try that if they could get away with it. So, yeah. So,
I mean, if there's any hope for us, 2025 is paving the way for more.
I understand there is a little backlash because X wasn't nominated. Y wasn't nominated. My favorite band wasn't nominated. That big song wasn't nominated. Okay, that's fine. This is still not a bad year. Okay, there's been so much worse. Okay, this is fine. If you want to die on the hill about your favorite band or artist or song not get a nomination, that's fine. Do not take it out on the performers and artists that actually have a shot at getting something, some type of recognition from all this shenanigans. Okay. That's my little spiel. I already gave a lot of my thoughts on the video. I'll link it in the comments. I want Alex to get her thoughts in on a lot of these. Best metal performance for 2026. are the 2026 Grammys. Dream Theater, Night Terror, Ghost, Lacrima, Sleep Token, Emergence, Spirit Box, Soft Spine, Turnstile, Birds. Do you have a choice for who you want to win?
No, I have no preference whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, for the audio listeners, someone is wearing a Spirit Box shirt and it's not me. So
gotta represent. No, I really do think Spirit Box. I know that would kind of be wishing for a lot after last year.
Yeah. But,
see, you know,
this year, I don't think it's asking that much. The reason why this is their third nomination, Poppy's not going to be there, so there's no confusion of who Spirit Box is anymore at the Grammys, which is apparently a thing. Also, if they send Poppy to accept the award, best troll ever. Oh, man, you'd go down in infamy for the biggest troll at the Grammys. You should look into that, Spirit Box and Poppy. Anyway, looking at the list of nominees, I think Spirit Box and Soft Spine are the best choice for this of these five. Not saying it's the best metal performance of the year of every song of these nominees. You got to break that mindset. This is what the Grammys are putting up of these five songs. I also agree. I think Soft Spine, it's the heaviest Spirit Box song from the new album, which was great. It got great traction, and that's hard to do for a metal song. Everything about it, it got live TV recognition. They have decent competition. Let's say it that, though.
I honestly think that Soft Spine is the best choice. I will completely agree with everything you've said so far. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite. So, you know, there is a slight bit of bias in here. Sure. But it is the strongest contender here, for sure, as far as metal performance goes. And third time's the charm. I really think that at this point, they've... But you see, I don't know. I always like to not get my expectations too high.
We're jaded. I get it.
I'm always let down.
No, we're all jaded. I totally get that. Again, this is a better option. Ghost, and I've said that in this video before, they've won Grammys before. Dream Theater won this award for Best Metal Performance before. Sleep Token might be their biggest competition because, you know, the Grammys like to get the big popular names. Hard to be more popular than Sleep Token in heavy music in 2025. Turnstile's Birds got miscategorized, and I stand by that. And I like Turnstile. So
I like Turnstile too, but I can agree with you on that one for sure. I think Sleep Token is going to be the biggest run for the money here, mm-hmm. just because of all of the hype they've garnered in 2025 alone.
Yes.
I think that's definitely going to give Spirit Box a run for their money for sure.
Right. So I want Spirit Box to win this one. I think either Spirit Box or Sleep Token will win. I make it that way because that's a good way to look at it going through the rest of the categories. Okay. Any thoughts on that? Who do you think will win?
On the rest of the categories?
Or just this one in general? Do you think it's going to be Spirit Box as well?
I don't know. I don't think it will because they don't have the name recognition. And that's what the Grammys always fall back
on.
Is the big names.
Especially for metal.
Oh, yeah.
When you think about
they're
metal.
Like, I've heard of Metallica before.
I know. Yeah. And also like, 2016. Let's just give it to Megadeth. They never won one, whatever. And they beat out Baroness and I'm still bitter. So, yeah. You know, that's
I think Ghost or Sleep Token will win just because of the name. Just because of their name's sake. And they
honestly,
have.
Honestly, I would not be upset. Okay. At least they're good. They're good songs from good groups. Okay. It's not the old classic Jethro Tull beating out Metallica. Okay.
Everybody's still so mad. It was so funny. I was telling somebody that story the other day and I was like, oh yeah, the Grammys, well, they just snub rock and metal. We know this by now. We're not going to get good treatment. We know that. And I was telling somebody the story and they're like, I don't know how to ask you this nicely, Alex, but were you watching that live on TV? And I was like, what?
How old do they think you are?
That was where he was getting. He's like, you look really good for your age. And I'm like, thank you. He's like, I didn't think you were that old, but I believed because you were so passionate about Jethro Tull and Metallica. And I was like, thank you. That was a very nice way to ask my age. It was so funny.
Was it? Was it a nice way to ask your age? Yowza.
The way he delivered it was, he was like, did you watch that live? Like, he was genuinely like confused and concerned. I'm like, yes, I'm actually a witch. I am eternal. Thank you.
If that's what it is. So we go to the next one. Best rock album. This is one that always gets a little more attention, if anything, because it's the full album, okay? Deftones, Private Music, Haim, I Quit, Linkin Park from Zero, Turnstile, Never Enough, and Youngblood, Idols. So, again, big names on this one. Who do you think, yep. or we'll ask it the same way, who do you want to win?
I want... that's hard.
Right? That's exactly. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, that one's hard for me. I want Linkin Park to win because I liked that album better than Private Music, but it would be between Deftones and Linkin Park for sure.
Okay, good way to say it. I want Deftones' Private Music to win because of the five albums here, that's my favorite one of them. It's also one of my favorites of the year. I can totally see Turnstile taking one of these. Turnstile is nominated for five of the six categories in rock, metal, and alt. Five. Turnstile is going away with at least one award that night. There's no way they would do that. If they did, that is some weird stepped on broken mirrors all the way to the Grammys or something. That's just, that's insane. Anyway, Haim, Youngblood's going to get a lot of attention too, but I want Deftones to win. I can see Turnstile winning this though.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. With all of the nominations they've got, yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Again,
I think Youngblood will win.
Okay. He's going to win a Grammy. I will make that argument in a moment too, but I don't think it'll be this category.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a moment, but yeah, see, like Haim, I was fine with Linkin Park's From Zero, by the way, also, even if I didn't love it, I was fine with it. Again, that's a big hitter. The Grammys would love to have them on stage for the comeback to accept. They don't even listen to the music. They'll just put it for Linkin Park to see those headlines and photographers and all that. They would. The album could have sucked and they still would have done that. So,
yeah, you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm. So, you're leaning more towards Linkin Park. I'm leaning more towards Deftones for who we want to win. I think Turnstile will win this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I like that. I would love to see Turnstile win that one for sure. Okay. I like them and they're consistent and I'm a fan. I'm like a loose casual fan of Turnstile. Right. Everything I've seen them do live, singles, albums, it's good. So I think that would be solid too. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. They're not miscategorized here also, which is also nice. So that's a big thing too. As for the other three, yeah, I'm a pass on them, especially Haim, which I was personally not a fan of. That's fair. And I get that might be like an outlier for some people. I liked it. So Haim's got some good stuff. But I see a lot of people saying Idols would be a good choice. Deftones, Turnstile. There's a lot of back and forth between this one, too. Again,
I like it when that happens, though. Yes. If it's a clear, like straight shot, like that's the winner. That's not fun.
They did not. There's not a clear straight shot winner. And there's not also one absolute garbage dumpster fire album that we're all scratching our heads going, what in the world?
There's no crazy outlier.
There's no controversy. That's also kind of nice. So moving on. Maybe. There we go. Best rock song. This is also going to be a big one as well. Nine Inch Nails, As Alive As You Need Me To Be, from the Tron Ares soundtrack. More people listen to that song than ever will see the movie. Sleep Token's Caramel, Hayley Williams' Glum, Turnstile's Never Enough, and Youngblood's Zombie. Big names on this, good choices on this. Alex, what do you think?
Are we asking what I want or what I think?
What you want first. Who do you want to win?
Who I would love to see Hayley Williams win just because I'm a huge fan of Hayley Williams, but song wise, I think Caramel had a bigger year for sure.
I would agree with that. And I agree with your logic behind that too, because Hayley Williams is nominated for quite a few this year as well. They love Hayley Williams at the Grammys. She's already won a few for band work and solo work, if I'm correct. Correct me if I'm wrong in chat. Has she won a solo Grammy before? I don't know. I'm not that well versed on it. Another Youngblood nomination. This is not the one I think he's going to win, though. Leave that there. Nine Inch Nails. I loved As Alive As You Need Me To Be. I don't think they're going to win this one for that one, though, just because it's just how it is this year. And Trent Reznor has enough statues and awards at home that it's to the point where they're felt like falling out of the closet. You know, you open the door in the cartoon and they all fall out. I'm between Sleep Token and Turnstile and Hayley Williams. It's a three-way tie for me who I think will win. Who do I want to win? I think this is the one for Sleep Token.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the best. This is the best representation of best rock song, showcases what they can do with variety and their sound, like Sleep Token, and will not enrage the metal fans to the point of crying over their keyboards. So the elitist, I should say, not metal fans, the metal elitist. Yeah. A lot of people say either Haley or Turnstile, Sleep Token, or NIN. See, again, it's kind of like the last category. There's so many good choices. We don't have to feel dirty or scratch our head or, you know, bang our head on the desk. It's nice.
No. You know what? If we want to go full, okay, let's rewind and reframe this just a titch for me. Mm-hmm. I love Hayley Williams. I love that she's nominated in so many categories this year. I don't think this is the one I want her to win more.
Okay.
I think Sleep Token, song-wise, this is good. But that zombie song, Youngblood, that song hit me. Really, that was a really well done song. And I don't know if it was the song itself or the video, but damn, that was a really good video.
And I do wonder if this is one he could take as well, because I could see him doubling up. I would not be surprised. And again, this is another one where any one of these could win. I'm not going to be furious. I'm not going to be upset.
That's nice the best feeling. Part about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every other year, it feels like if this one wins, I don't know. I'm just going to feel dirty and gross. So... not this year. It's nice. I don't like Caramel. That's your hot take. Oh, that's fine. A lot of people don't like certain Sleep Token stuff. I do. That's fine. Hey, if that's the worst hot take of the night, fine. We're fine with it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for keeping it tame. Okay, let's go here. We go backwards now. Because we have a different graphic for this one. Best rock performance. And I'm zooming in. This is the one we're going to have the argument on. Or at least maybe not argument, like the one I'm going to make an argument for. Best rock performance, Emil and the Smith Sniffers, You Should Not Be Doing That. Hayley Williams, Mirtazapine, is that how it is? I'm always bad with the prescription pronunciations. Linkin Park.
Mirtazapine?
Sure. Hayley Williams' new song. Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine. Turnstile, Never Enough. Youngblood, Nuno Bettencourt and Frank Bello featuring Adam Wakeman, and two from Sleep Token, Changes, live from Villa Park, Back to the Beginning, the cover of Ozzy Osbourne. I want and think Youngblood's going to win this one.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. That was such a well done performance. It is perfect for the best rock performance category.
Yes. Like no one would argue it either. And I'm fine with these other four names. Guys, this was not only a career defining moment for Youngblood. This helped him step several steps up where he was on the food chain in heavy music and just the music business. This is the one where you give him the actual spotlight. And that way the Grammys can relish in the Ozzy tribute stuff a little more. You know, it's just perfect. I can't imagine the other four standing a chance. This is the only one where I would be truly shocked if Youngblood didn't win.
Same, honestly. Now I know exactly where you were going with that. Mm-hmm. That performance, Youngblood was already huge. You know, he had fans all over the world.
He did.
This put him on the map for rock fans and metal fans, because I mean, a lot of us really were not well versed in what he was doing, what he was about. This really put him in that forefront and put him in front of a new audience. I think this is awesome.
And even the people that were like aware of his heavy contributions, like the stuff he did with Bring Me the Horizon over the years and things like that, you still were not that aware of his Ozzy connections for the most part, probably, and just what he was capable of doing when covering Ozzy Osbourne at his own farewell. So...
well, and doing it so well, too. Mm-hmm. Just the level of respect, and he did it properly.
Yeah.
He did it properly. And a lot of times when you go out and you do a big performance or a big tribute or, you know, anything like that, especially with that person there, it can go bad real quick. He nailed it. He knocked it out of the park.
Okay. One of my favorite examples of that, what you just said, this was a few years ago when Sting the Police got inducted to the Hall of Fame, Rock Hall. And I don't remember the artist or band. They covered a Sting song and that, and it was awful. And they had the camera on Sting. He was just like, oh, it was so awkward. And so you had this, and it's the exact opposite. Not only did Ozzy already know it was going to be good, everyone was blown away. And also, it was not just Youngblood's Youngblood's backing band. There, I got it. Look at the names on this. Nuno Bettencourt, Frank Bello, Adam Wakeman, and two. This is rocker flop booking for actual musicians. So, works.
Absolutely.
Also,
I gotta tell you another similar situation. Do you remember when Avril Lavigne covered Metallica and they were like,
sure do. I put that on a video a little while back and even Metallica was like, oh, it was Lars was like, ooh, that was like Metallica's, like, that was like an MTV icon or something like that. It was on, it was like, it was an MTV show just for Metallica.
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
Some sort of Metallica tribute, but I love Avril Lavigne, but I know they were like, what the hell is this? Yeah.
She did Fuel. And like no energy, like she stood at the microphone, give me fuel, give me, just like shouting the lyrics and not moving. It was a little awkward.
Yeah.
So
a little bit.
All right. We go to the alternative ones now. And for some of you, like for the alternative lovers out there, there is good representation on this. Best alternative music performance. Old and new names. Bon Iver, Everything is Peaceful Love. The Cure's Alone. Turnstile, Sea and Stars. Wet Legs, Man Get Out, which I badly mispronounced in the video I made because it's all one word, man get out. I thought it was like manga too. I thought it was French. It's not. And Hayley Williams, Parachutes. What do you think of these?
Hang on, let me pull it up. Pull it up.
You're fine. So
man get out. Yeah, that does look funny. Mm-hmm. I'm not as well versed in this side of the alt world. I mean, just namesake, I would say The Cure. No, Turnstile. Okay, I would want Turnstile, I think.
I think that this is the most fitting for Turnstile and that song, because this is like best alternative music performance. This is right there in that. This is one that could easily win.
I'm not familiar with Bon Iver very well. Not even a little bit.
Old name, done a lot of stuff, but you know, I love The Cure. And we'll talk about The Cure in a moment. But I think this is one that Turnstile could actually take and it would fit. And that actually would fit the band well for best alternative music performance. Hayley Williams could also walk away with this. She could also just skip up there. No one would blink an eye. But I do think
like you.
Yeah.
I have a slot. I need Hayley Williams to fit in this year.
Yep.
If she wins multiple, that's fine. If she takes this one, I'm down with that. I really want her.
Yeah. I've seen Turnstile taking one at least. If I had to bet on which one, it'd be this one.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
And I think that would be rad. I would be happy to see that because, again, I do like Turnstile. Don't know Wet Leg, don't know Bon Iver, but name wise, I feel like The Cure or Hayley Williams would walk away with this.
Wet Leg is fun. They're an alternative to a two woman group. They got the snarkiest fun lyrics you can imagine. It's pretty fun.
I've heard of them. I've just never really dug in. So maybe I need to.
It's because of the name Wet Leg. Does that turn you away from it?
I don't know. It's just one of those things you always hear it fleeting randomly. And then you're like, oh yeah, Wet Leg. And then it's gone.
Yeah. No, I get you. Finally, best alternative album. Bon Iver. It's a lot of duplicates. Bon Iver, Sable Fable. The Cure's Songs of a Lost World. Tyler, the Creator, Don't Tap the Glass. Wet Leg's Moisturizer. Hayley Williams, Ego Death at a Bachelorette Party. The Cure's Song of a Lost World was my favorite album last year. It is that good.
Oh, yeah.
First new album for The Cure in 16 years, and it was that great. I could see Hayley Williams totally walking away with this one, though.
I can, too, and I hope she does. That's where my hope lies, because that's my favorite here. And just the buzz that she created, randomly leaking those songs on her website first, and then, oh, there's no real order, there's not a real album. Oh, just kidding. Here's the real album now, and it's put together in the right order.
And here's the link for the vinyl. Wink. Yeah.
Yep. I liked that she did that.
It worked. It totally worked. She accidentally leaked the tour dates as well. Oops. Here's the link to buy tickets. Yeah. So I do want The Cure to win this one because it was my favorite album. I think Hayley Williams is going to win. So
I could see it going either way and I would be happy either way. But you want The Cure. I want Hayley. We're going to see what happens.
Exactly. And if Hayley wins this one, fine. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. There's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of nice stuff. That was six categories we blazed through, and it wasn't a headache. It wasn't us trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Now, there's supposedly a new thing this year. The people voting in the Academy, there's over 400, well over 400 people. It's an insane amount that vote in each category. And the thing is, they're supposed to check, like you vote online in a secure ballot, you're supposed to check that you've listened to each entry before voting. Do you have to? And you just check it? Yeah, you don't have to. It's a on your honor type thing. So it would be awesome if everyone voted actually did that. I don't trust everyone in the music industry, especially the hoity-toits and the olds. So yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So we shall see. But you know what? For all the terrible decisions and awful treatment the Grammys have given to heavy music this year, I can't complain too much. I really can't. I'm fine with it. Yep. Okay. If Turnstile wins all five that they're nominated for, I would be a little confused. I admit even then I'd be like, oh, wait a second, something's going on. But I cannot see that happening. There's just no way.
I don't see that happening either. No. That would be so weird.
It'd be weird. Even Turnstile, that'd be like, oh, what's going on? We don't want to be up here anymore. We don't want to go
like,
up again.
What happened?
Yeah. Did you guys just forget to fill out names and just kept reading the same card over and over? Ooh, like they rip open the one card and they just put the same card in each envelope like later on. Oh, hurry up. We got to go. It's live.
Something went wrong at the printer and they're like, beep, 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 beep.
I know.
Oops.
Someone just said this. Why wasn't that implemented sooner? F if I know. Yeah, I agree. You'd think that'd be okay. It's like the people for the, like when they do the Oscars and the Academy Awards, those people that vote see the movies they're voting on and like all those people that make decisions. But for the Grammys, that's never been a thing. Also, there's a bajillion Grammy Award nominations and categories every year. So no metal album, that's, though. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. If you are part of the Academy, you should take it upon yourself to listen to these things. Come on.
Yeah. Especially if you're like, you don't have to vote in every category either. So if you're going to vote on a category, especially if it's just songs, you can't find the time to listen to five or six songs? Really?
Seriously. So. If you're just going to focus on alt, rock, and metal, that's easy. Just pop it on and actually give it a fair chance.
And there's a good chance if you're voting in those categories already, you're already aware of these names anyway. So...
So if it was me, I'd be like, oh my goodness, my vote might actually count. I'm going to listen to Wet Leg.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
that's what you do.
It's not difficult. You can't say, oh, I got to go out and buy the CD now. No, it's not like that anymore. Also, someone said, soft spine for the win just to make Ronnie Radke mad. If that song wins, it might be the first labeled diss track to win a Grammy for Best Metal Performance. So that's something, but we'll see. Also, final thing before we move on from the Grammys, the window for nominations, if you're wondering why this album wasn't nominated, that album that came out October or later, the window is August 30th, 2024 to August 30th, 2025.
Which is super weird.
It's such a random choice for a window. End of August to end of August? Why? Like, I get you don't want to do end of December to end of December because it's too close. But now that you have online voting, it doesn't matter. Just do it through that anyway. So
just make it easy. Like, this did come out this year. Did this come out this year? Yeah. Did this come out that year? Then
I know. Did it come out in 2025? Then it's eligible. That's it. You don't have to worry about anything else because then you'll have something like they came out in September 1st, 2025, but it's not eligible until the following 2026 for the 2027 Grammys, which is nuts. So all right, that was Alex and Luke's attempt to make sense of the Grammys. I'm sorry, now everyone has a headache. So,
we cannot make sense of it, but we'll try, I suppose. Yeah,
we did try. We get a gold star for trying. That's all we wanted. So, thank you all to the Steves in the chat, by the way. We see a lot of Steves tuning in. Thank you guys so much for the super chats. We'll go through all of them at the end. We'll make sure to get them all. Thank you guys so much. You're all a bunch of Steves. I don't mean that in a derogatory way either. You're all a bunch of good Steves. So,
Steves is not a swear. It's a good word.
It's not. You guys all decided that Steves was a positive thing. So, thoughts on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performances? Great segue, you in the chat. Bam.
Wow. What a coincidence.
I know. I had it teed up in everything. Also, something that was not terrible this year, the Rock Hall ceremony. It was fine. The nominees or like the entrants this year were good. The inductions were fun. What happened? It's like the universe said, okay, everyone's had a crappy year, especially some of the heavy music fans. Let's just give you something this week. Grammys and Rock Hall performances. There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. On screen right now, for those wondering, is Jim Carrey hugging one Taylor Momsen, who were both a part of the Soundgarden induction. And it was awesome to see them together, all super happy.
Yes. Mm. It's bringing back all the feels from 2000 and Youth.
Yes.
Oh, simpler times.
Soundgarden had a great showing for different artists filling in for Chris Cornell. So it was Taylor Momsen. It was, I can never remember her name. Randy Carlisle. Thank you. I said Carlisle. Also did a great job. There was a lot of good stuff on there. Begs the question that I saw a lot of people ask. Would it ever be, I know your answer to this, would it ever be possible for Taylor Momsen to fill in and do a Soundgarden tour just as a tribute? And two, who would you go see it? I know you'd go see it, but.
I mean, I would absolutely go see it. I don't think it would ever happen, though.
I don't think so either. And like, it's just like last year, I think with Soundgarden or Chris Cornell's wife finally okayed a lot of the rights and like all that mess is over now with Soundgarden rights and ownership of different songs. This was great for a one-off. I don't want to get my hopes up that a tour could ever happen. Yes, they could do it. I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen either. I just feel like Taylor Momsen and the connection she had with Chris Cornell was so deep and so, you know, like mentor mentee.
Yeah.
I don't think she would want to take that role on. I think she would pay tribute to, mm-hmm. but to step in and have to fill those shoes, no way, not a chance.
That might get in her head way too much, especially with how close they were in at the end as well of Chris Cornell's yep. life. So there were other cool things. It was cool to see Jack White step up in the red and like read the letter, the poem to Meg, who was not there. A lot of people had thoughts on 21 Pilots performing Seven Nation Army. Lots of thoughts, positive and negative. I'll say this. They stepped up and gave it their all. Whether you liked it or not, you can't say they didn't. They, you can't say they phoned it in or it was lights out terrible because they didn't care. So I'll say that. Yeah. Did you see this 21 Pilots cover?
I did not.
Okay. They covered Seven Nation Army live. Crowd was into it. It was a little more theatrical than I think people were expecting as well, because it's a two-person band, just like the White Stripes were. So I see why yeah. they kind of did it too. Also, 21 Pilots are an Ohio band. This was in Ohio. There was a lot of reasons, I think, for Rock Hall celebration and stuff. Yeah, I see people going back and forth in the chat as well. And that's fine. It was more theatrical than I think they were going to try, like would have ever anticipated. I'm fine with that. They did not do a disservice to the White Stripes. So I would rather have theatrical and unique over misperformed and garbage and terrible, which we've seen at the Rock Hall even. So
mm-hmm. I did see. So like a lot of the other turnouts for the Rock Hall, mm-hmm. like you said, this year was great. This year was awesome.
It was.
So I did not see White Stripes, 21 Pilots. Missed out, darn. But, you know, Cyndi Lauper, that was cool. She did some cool stuff there. Avril Lavigne again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the Soundgarden thing for me was definitely the highlight. Like, that was so important, and that was super cool.
They were more than deserving of it. They did not have to wait 15 years. I will say this. They did have to wait a few years for nomination and eligibility, but they finally got in. So, you know what? Fine. Of all the crap we give the Rock Hall, and deservedly so over the years, this year, fine.
And honestly, for them, for the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony to reunite Taylor Momsen and Jim Carrey, who had not seen each other for 25 years.
Agreed.
That's really cool.
Yeah. And that you could tell they loved it too. It was not just posing for the photos, you know. You could tell this was a happy celebration, as it should be. So
yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that in addition to obviously Soundgarden getting the recognition they deserve, we got another little just bonus cherry on top, fun, happy, fuzzy feeling when they got to reunite. That was mm-hmm. super cool.
Remember when rock and metal and alternative used to be fun all the time? There was always something fun and happy to talk about. I like how even the positive weeks, I'm still cynical about how it doesn't happen enough.
Honestly, you're fine, because anytime I'm like, oh, I really want this to happen, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. Like, that's just how we have to go about it these kind things.
Of is. It really kind of is, too. Last year, when Gojira stole the show at the Olympics, I think that five was like, oh, hey, these heavy bands can do things again in public. Wow, I haven't seen that since the 90s. So.
Yeah.
Okay, everything's messed up right now. Rowan, can you drop off?
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're okay. Message me first. Rowan is apparently on a train somewhere. We are going to try to get him in if he can. Da-da-da-da. He's on his way home. Hang tight. It was, did you hear a lot of backfeed from the train?
It just heard a lot of, yeah, there was noise. Yeah.
It was a bit noisy. How far out are you? Da-da-da-da. Anyway. Rowan Siding, you mean Steve? No, no, you guys are Steve's. We are not Steve's. The chat is Steve's. Duh. Yeah, Rowan was like, we knew Rowan was going to be a little bit late, but he's on his way home, so hopefully we can get him in soon. He's in chat right now. I won't be at station until after 9. Gotcha. Sorry, everybody. While we're doing that, I also want to point out a couple other things as well. There were also a lot of big names. Did you see the Outkast performance? Because that was the other thing, because people complain about Outkast. They're not rock and roll. Blah, 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 blah. They had a lot of fun stuff going on.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Not a problem.
You know, I will say, okay, on that note, that I have a good point to that, because I used to be one of those naysayers, like, oh, that's not rock. It doesn't belong here. Oh, that it doesn't fit. It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just, you know, and I still do agree with a lot of that. But I will give some of it a little bit of a pass, because there's a lot of tracing it all the way back to where we came from, to all of our root influences, and a lot of our root influences in the rock and roll world,
yes,
are spread out to rock and to metal and to hip hop. And a lot of that kind of makes sense if it's like a super strong influence.
Yeah. And also, I always go back to this argument too. If a lot of the classic rock, like way back, like to blues, you know, to the Chubby Checkers, to the Little Richards, to all those different names, the Chuck Berrys, if they were not already in, people would throw a fit if they tried to put them in.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. That's kind of where I'm coming from. It's like, you know, Elvis Presley, you know, Chubby Checker. Did Chubby Checker get in finally? Yeah,
good question. Was it this year that Chubby Checker went in? I think it was this year that he went in.
I think it was this year. Yeah. Because it was a big old hubbub, and he's been petitioning for years.
It's only been 70, 80 years, you know, a little while.
Yeah, you could wait a little longer. Come on.
There was so many people. Go ahead.
I do get that influence connection. And that's always been the biggest argument. Well, you know, rock and roll influenced these artists too. I still think it's too loose, but I do think some of these can make sense.
Yes. And I know the Rock Hall wants to get big names for kind of like the Grammys, for like the attention and focus and hype and trending hashtags and everything. Okay. At least a year like this, you can make it work with actual names that people appreciate for the Rock Hall and have a good show out of it, and people are still happy. So you at least proved you can do it. The bar is low. The bar is very low for our expectations. So as we move on, Rowan might be late. If he can hop into the very end, he will. He's on the train right now home. We're going to move on. Rowan, if you're listening, just talk to us in chat. We'll try to read your stuff in chat as well. That should work out. We're waving hi. So.
Oh, sorry. I forget it's audio.
I just want to make sure the audio people are covered, that we love very much on Apple and Spotify for rating us highly, by the way. So
thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry I like to wave and make funny faces sometimes.
No, it's fine. I only have funny faces. Here we go. We now get to the next big festival that got announced over in France with, Instagram, you suck sometimes. This is the Hellfest lineup for 2026, the big 4-day festival in Clisson, France. Decently far away from Paris. You fly into Paris. What I was explained from people that have been there, you fly into Paris and then you take a train of like 3 hours to Clisson. And it's just a festival made in French heaven. Headlined by Bring Me the Horizon, Iron Maiden, Limp Bizkit, and The Offspring. Interesting headliners, I would say, for 2026. I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm just saying I think it's interesting. This is definitely in the lines of a very DWP-themed festival as well. Many similar bands that have already been announced for other stuff. You see a lot of bands that are more European-based, obviously, but at the same time, a lot of stuff that crosses over. So many bands that we can't announce them all. My question for Alex and for Elliot, I hear the train was a-coming. It's Rowan round the bend. Goodness. Goodness, chat.
Boo. Woof.
My question for Alex, what do you think of The Offspring headlining these major festivals in 2026? Because this is not the only one. There's another European festival that got announced that they're headlining as well.
Yeah, I think it's weird. It's out of left field. Where did this come from?
Yeah. And I like, if you see on Sunday main stage, they have other punk themed bands, kind of like Rise Against, Pennywise, you know, but they also have like punk adjacent bands, The Hives, The Atari. So not even full punk. So it's unique that they finally gave them the top billing for 2026. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Like, if I'm looking at this full lineup, let's just look at the headliners bit. So Bring Me the Horizon, Iron Maiden, Limp Bizkit, The Offspring. It's just kind of weird.
It does feel it feels like it sticks out a little too badly, you know?
It does.
Yeah. Also, it was last year, The Offspring was celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash, their biggest out, like one of their biggest albums. Even that I would at least understood a little more because they were playing Smash in entirety, you know? But they didn't headline festivals that year. This is the year they're headlining a few of these huge festivals in Europe. And I guess it's just for the hits. They're going to play pretty fly for a white guy in 2026 and have that guy that tours with them dance around again. All right. Okay. I don't know what else to say. It's like, Rowan, you're totally fine. This is the most crowded train I've ever seen. Oh, Rowan, make sure they're all listening to the podcast. Play it loud and share it with everybody.
Take off your headphones. Just start blasting it.
Yeah, you can be that guy on the subway.
Ugh. Have a speaker, portable speaker. Just turn it on.
Guys, I just checked out this cool podcast you should listen to. No reason. I just think you'd all like it. And people don't realize he's
all the
handles.
Show.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, guys, why are you walking towards me so angrily?
Ugh. What do you want to follow? Here's a sticker.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice, too. I do not want Rowan getting beaten up. He's an important person.
Please don't get beat up.
Yes, please. Not on this. Or if you have to get beat up, make it for a more important reason than this. Turn the train people into Steves. Boy, is that a statement right there. Turn the train people into Steves. Like a
you're like, hey, Steves, you want to be a Steve? I know you want to be a Steve.
And there's one guy on the train that actually is named Steve.
Yes.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
How do you know who I am? Who are you? Uh-oh. Oops.
Not you. Sorry.
Thank you, Rowan, though. We know you're doing work. Good stuff. As we go on, also, I got made aware of this by one Alex. I believe it was you or Rowan. I think you were the one that showed me this. We're getting Kiss Jr. I don't know how to feel about that. I'm not against it. I haven't heard the new song because it's not released yet. They only played a little snippet, but the sons of Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons said, screw it, we'll make our own group. And it's called Stanley Simmons Music. Oh, I didn't know that was the name until today, by the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's not going to be Kiss Jr., even though I'm sure that's what they're going to be known by. But yeah, Stanley Simmons Music, they're going to have a new song, Body Down, coming December 5th. That's all we know. I intentionally not heard the snippet yet that they released, but interesting fact, a year ago, this was not even a thought. They got together and now they're all in, as true Simmons family fashion, all in, going face first into the pool, you know, just totally going for this.
I think it'll be fun to see what they do. Like, if it goes horribly, it'll be fun. If it's awesome, it'll be fun. I think
the photo everyone I'm showing, by the way, this is the actual photo. They're going for like the 60s later vibes, like late 60s vibe, almost to Woodstock Flower Power. Does that make sense what I'm talking about? Yeah. So
yeah, it's I think like 69 Led Zeppelin flower power vibes.
Led Zeppelin vibes. Yeah. Like right out of Woodstock, that type of thing. Yeah. It's given those vibes. It's not at all giving like Kiss vibes. Not at all. So for those wondering if what to expect, we don't know yet. This is all we have. But December 5th, we're getting Stanley Simmons Music. Maybe they should have chosen a different name. Maybe that's a me thing. But whatever.
I mean, I get why they did it, though. I mean, you've got those big names. You got to kind of lean on them a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, two things. One, my wife just chimed in. It said it's giving Greta Van Fleet. Yes.
Oh, fair. Fair. Yes. That's like the same kind of vibe. Like 69 yes. Zeppelin, Greta Van Fleet. Yep.
Yep. Nailed it, Gretchen. Also, Rowan said, it's New York. I'll be lucky if I just get my butt kicked on the train. Yeah.
Keep to yourself.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to play the podcast, I guess. Sheesh. Yeah. Other people saying giving Greta Van Fleet vibes also. So, yeah.
So funny. If you say Led Zeppelin, Greta Van Fleet. I mean, you're thinking the same thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So just imagine those bands, but it's Gene Simmons' son from the commercials and from that TV show, just dressed up like that. That's exactly what it is. So we'll see. We'll bring you your Stanley Simmons music news coming soon. All right. Rowan sent the link to this also. Because we all have already know about it a little bit. Many people have already saw the link. Turns out Chilean beauty pageants are a lot cooler than American beauty pageants have ever been. Ever. Miss Chilean World was a death metal vocalist, and she had her band perform, and she won because she was doing the death growls that I cannot play on YouTube.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So we talk Miss Mundo. Yeah, we talk about, actual heavy music representation. Chile got an unexpected dose of it and really nailed it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fun thing to see at the Miss World event that you did not see coming at the Miss World event.
Absolutely. Have you ever seen some of those beauty pageants before, like the talent show, and how it's all 100% cheese?
The only similar thing I will give any credit to is Miss Congeniality.
That's, okay. Okay. Yeah. And even that was a direct comedy shot at that too, like trying to be cheesy at some points.
Exactly.
So yeah, you get what I'm going for with that. Well, apparently this woman said, I could do this. I could do this and I could be in my band and get my band some spotlight, and it worked. So I can't even imagine how much this band is getting booked for the next couple years, just based off this alone. By the way,
I mean, what a great platform to mm-hmm. be like, hey, look, I've got a metal band, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that's the perfect way to promote your band.
Here's some death growls, by the way, from Ignacia Fernandez. So, yeah, links are all over. It blew up on social media as well. Miss Mundo Chile. So, you know what? Good for Chile. I don't even know if those beauty pageants air on TV anymore in the States. I can't imagine they do. They got busted pretty bad a couple years back. Like Miss USA, Miss America, all those ones.
You know, thank you. I'm going to stick with Miss Congeniality. Thank you so much.
That's fine. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You want to see like the shows making fun of it? You go right ahead. That's all I need. But hey, you know what? In other countries, if they're doing this, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah. This is actual talent.
You're promoting metal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win.
It is. Speaking of metal, we got new Poppy today.
What?
And we got an announcement with that as well. Poppy, another artist who just says, I'll sleep when I'm dead. New album coming in January, Empty Hands, the new song Blue Sky out now. Have you heard the new song?
Yes, it's good.
Yes, I agree. It's definitely in her vein. I love that she has her own style with her singing, but she adapts it to so many different tones and styles of metal and rock and alternative and grunge and electronic. Like she's so adaptable to all of that. So
I love that. I love her adaptability. And I like that she went this direction after Unravel for sure. Yes,
absolutely. So again, Empty Hands arrives in January. The new song's out there right now. I'm excited for it. You can pre-order the album. It says Revolver exclusive vinyl. There's like five different websites all doing exclusive vinyls. Again, support your favorite bands, support your favorite artists. Poppy's one of them that's actually putting in the work. And you know what? She's doing it pretty good.
Yeah. If you don't collect vinyl and you don't want to go that route or whatever, buy a CD. Yeah. Seriously, just get something. It's awesome. Buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt. You know, wear it around. Poppy has fun, like kind of fun bonkers merch too. So you know what? You can't go wrong with that. And also Black Friday's coming up. Every band you could ever imagine that has a website will have their merch on sale Black Friday.
Yeah, get something.
Mm-hmm. So, which is also very nice. Anyone... one from Rowan who chimed in asking if Miss Chile World is single. I'm not saying I don't know if she's single or not, Rowan. I'm sure you have honest, sincere reasons for that, just for curiosity. But for everyone else that might be asking, all the Steves in the chat, I'm pretty sure she's not interested. Not saying anything against you. I'm just saying she's probably busy right now.
You know, I don't know. There might be a bit of a language barrier.
Possibly.
Are you prepared?
Also, people complain about time zone barriers. Well, she's on the exact opposite side of the time zones that we're all in right now in the States. So, yeah.
That's a better one than the language barrier. I was trying to let him down nice and soft.
Well, I was trying to also just, yeah, it's a little, Chile is way down there, by the way, everybody, way down there. So that commute is going to take a long time. And I hope you are rich to afford those plane tickets. Wealthy. You know, so
racked up some frequent flyer miles.
Oh yeah, off of one flight, one paid flight to Chile. You got a couple free flights out of that in the States alone. So, as we move on, also talking about ladies in heavy music, we're getting a pretty cool one of the NFL teams has actually put out a pretty good halftime show with The Warning playing in Arizona. They're going to be playing the halftime at the Sunday, November 23rd, a halftime show. Jaguars host going to play the Cardinals. So for all the non-sports ball team fans, Arizona Cardinals and Jacksonville Jaguars are not the tops of the NFL. So The Warning might give a modest boost to views if they air it. Will they air it on the NFL channels? Probably not. Will they play it on actual local TV? I hope so. Probably not. But the people in the crowd will get a good show and they'll record the whole thing and put it on live later. I put it on YouTube.
I didn't really know that they did halftime shows at normal games all the time.
A lot of times they don't. Like, especially like later in the season that goes on, they sometimes do. It's pretty rare now because usually it's not that long of a halftime anymore because they just want to get right to the game to get the views up. So The Warning getting this is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Anytime I see The Warning getting some sort of additional stage, mm-hmm. I'm like, please, these ladies are so freaking talented. Put them in front of everybody.
Yeah. And also, like I said, like it'll be like whatever they perform during the halftime show, it'll be recorded, multicam, high polish, posted online. So everyone will get to see it later.
Hell yeah.
So I'm happy about that. See, good things like this. This is what we need more of. Also, someone in the chat. Oh, where did it go? Oh, no. I already missed it. I think I glanced and it's gone. Someone said, "Ugh, Jags and Cardinals, woof." It's like, aw. See, for all the non-sports ball fans, they are not the worst teams in the league by a long shot. Okay, let's get that out.
I knew what that meant, but I was really just laughing at you.
That's fine. All you got to know is decent game, decent enough game, and the halftime show might be the star. So you know what? That's fine. That's fine with me. Good job, ladies. You've seen The Warning live, right?
Oh, yeah. A few times.
I've seen them once and I liked it. They sounded great. It's legit. It's not just three sisters in a gimmick. No, these ladies can really play. So
good. Every single time they sound pristine. And that sometimes you get a hit or miss where, oh, yeah, I saw them this one time and it was bad. Every single time I've seen The Warning, it is always on point.
Yes, absolutely. So, Rowan, if you are listening, we're going to go your song of the week right now before we get to just different stuff. And I'll pull up the albums as well. Rowan's turn for song of the week. We'll save album versus album next time. But because we have all three to have a debate for it. Song of the week, though, comes from the new Caskets album that just dropped this past Friday. Escape was one of the songs on there. Caskets had a fun album come out. They were a band I got to talk to in 2023. Super nice guys. Good metalcore with a good variety in that sound too. They know how to give the melodic side smooth. They know how to make something layered and textured. Escape is the name of the song. One of the cuts on Caskets' latest album. I hope you guys check that out. That is from one Rowan. What would his, we're going to have to start thinking of titles like, Alex is the Queen Steve. I don't know what my title would be. I don't know what Rowan's title would be. We're all going to have titles like what type of Steve we are. So
Colonel Steve.
Colonel Steve. Yeah.
I want one of you to be Colonel Steve. It sounds too funny.
Major Steve. Yeah. Hey, it's Major Steve. Yeah. We'll think of something.
Up, Corporal Steve.
If you have submissions, leave them in comments on the YouTube page of what our title should be. What type of Steve? You give yourself titles also in the chat. That's fine. But you're all a bunch of Steves. So thank you very much.
Mr. Steve.
Yes. So while I'm pulling up the albums, Alex, can you go through what tours got announced this past week? Because there were some decent ones that got announced.
Absolutely. Graham Nash announced some tour dates for 2026.
Okay.
Black Label Society announced some 2026 tour dates. That'll be super rad.
Nice.
Twisted Sister revealed some 2026 festival appearances. We already talked about their 50th anniversary reunion tour. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to be hitting some festivals as part of this as well. We've got Candlebox, some 2026 tour dates. The Guess Who in 2026. I think most of these are 2026. All of the rest of these are 2026.
It's going to be like that for the rest of the year, pretty much, too.
Oh, I spoke too soon. Train tour dates 2025 and 2026. So.
Okay. By the way, Train is touring with Bare Naked Ladies, right?
Thanks, Train. Let's see. We've got Train. Special guest, Bare Naked Ladies.
I feel like Bare Naked Ladies should be headlining that over Train. Is that just me? Am I the only
one? I think
one?
Train had Drops of Jupiter and they just reached that mainstream level. You know what I'm saying?
It's I always thought Train, Drops of Jupiter, that first album, that original album in the early 2000s, fine. After that, it's nothing but cornball dad music. And I just remember Train did a cover, one of the worst covers of The Doors, Light My Fire. It made it sound like a creepy hotel loud singer. Come on, baby. It just sounds super cringe cheese. Oh, it's bad. No, bad.
That sounds horrible.
It's so bad. And it's like, this was like a tribute album. There were amazing song performances on there too, from so many different bands. Like Stone Temple Pilots did one. I remember Creed did one, and Creed made it work too really well. But no, then Train came in covering Light My Fire, arguably one of the biggest Doors songs, and it was rough. So.
Oh, that sucks. I'm going to have to look that up.
It actually is worth it. And is it just to see how it is. He did it live too. So yeah.
Ooh, poor guy.
Yeah. So.
The Train. Touring 2025 and 2026 with Bare Naked Ladies. Drain, super awesome band. Yes. I really like what I've heard from them so far.
Mm-hmm.
They're touring in 2026. 3 Days Grace. I know that one's a huge one. Yes. They are touring with I Prevail.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yes, I Prevail, Funeral Portrait, Finger 11, and Royal Tusk.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a big tour. That'll do really well.
It will be a big one. We've also got Silver Sun Pickups, Journey, and Alice Cooper and Chris Angel are doing a couple of Las Vegas shows together. I'm not sure if you've seen that.
I have.
That really intrigues me because of what they're doing.
Yes.
It's Welcome to Our Nightmare. So it's Chris Angel's illusions and magic, but Alice Cooper's awesome, over the top stage, theatric, crazy concert all at the same time.
That
I think it's cool.
That would be super entertaining to see live. I hope they record it all and just put some of it online, you know, because that's like a full show. If you like Alice Cooper, you're going to love this. If you like the Chris Angel wild magician stuff, then this is a match made in heaven.
I've seen Chris Angel at Planet Hollywood and it was a really fun show. So this combination, I'm all for it.
So whoever booked that and had that idea really nailed it.
So. Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Awesome. So for upcoming albums coming out November 14th, 2025, I apologize. Rowan usually does this and he's going to do it much better than I would, but I'm going to fill in for Rowan right now. First, Choke Cherry, which is a two-woman group that has a cross between shoegaze and grunge. I covered their EP when it came out 2 years ago. It was awesome. So if you're into shoegaze and grunge, check out the band Choke Cherry. Awesome stuff. These ladies are great. A Day to Remember is making a re-release of What Separates Me From You for all the vinyl collectors out there. The Devil Wears Prada, new album Flowers. I've covered a few songs of those on the Heavies channel. This is the one that the Devil Wears Prada is trying a new style where they said, hey, guitarist, you sit out on this one. We'll write it ourselves. And I liked the songs, but it also gives you we'll see, I guess. Of Mice and Men have their new album coming out, Another Miracle. That'll be a big for the metalcore fans. We also have some other stuff. It says that Sponge, Electric Kettle Gods, The Lost Tracks, you remember Sponge from the 90s, they have that little pretty much a B-sides thing coming out as well. That was one of my sister's bands that she liked growing up. Also, Scorpions coming home live for all the Scorpions fans out there. Motley Crue has a 40th anniversary box set of Theater of Pain. Also, Theater of Pain is what I call when you see Motley Crue live in 2025. Yeah. I'll boo myself on that, but boy, does that sound appropriate. So many other albums coming out. Those are some of the ones of notes. Avoid also, if you're into the heavy stuff, lots of cool things. Thank you guys so much. Rowan usually does this much better than I would. We're all trying to fill in right now. It's my first day. Let's leave it at that. How's that sound? It's my first day.
You did fine.
There we go. See? We did hit our goal, and we had a couple super chats. Let me go through those really quick. One from Ellie Yeats. If Youngblood doesn't win the Grammy Award for the Change performance, we riot. Also, really didn't expect Emil and the Sniffers, of all bands, to get a Grammy nomination, but I'm not complaining. Yeah, I can't imagine Changes not winning. It would be exactly what the Grammys want, you know? So, that's just my thoughts on it.
I agree. I hope Changes wins, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. They could do that live if they wanted to at the Grammys and really make people happy. Like, actually do that
would
tribute.
Be fun.
Yeah, they could do that real easy, but that would have to pay attention to Ozzy and rock and metal, and the Grammys can't do that on television. So, yeah. So again, we're dreaming too high, everybody. We're dreaming way, way too high. So
see, expectations, keep them low.
We got to keep them low. That way we're always happy when something good happens. are you ready? Oh, we have one more. Also, thank you, Rockin' Movies with Tyler. Thank you for renewing your channel membership. That does help out a ton, by the way. Hi, everyone. Grammys Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, huh? Yeah. I mean, that's the super chat. And yeah, guys, it was fine. Both were fine this year. This week, I should say. But whatever. I can't be mad at anything they did this year. I really can't. It's a rare feat. Will next year be the same? We can hope.
We got to savor this moment.
That's exactly right. We have to point out when it actually is good. So that way, when we complain about when it's bad, we have something to reference.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we got a couple festivals to book. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Every week, we like to play a little game called Festival Rock or Flop. Whoa, where'd that go? YouTube, let's do it this way. Festival Rock or Flop is all out of whack. Let me just go back to regular. I will not have the normal graphic, unfortunately. However, we could still do it this way. Can you see my screen?
Loading. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay, just so that we can see the bands. We're going to play Festival Rock or Flop, where we book random festivals in a generator. We have our own because we hit our like goal. Thank you, everyone who hit like. We also have Yeet Fest coming up. Gretchen, did you say something inappropriate in the chat? Because everyone's going Gretchen lol. Gretchen, I just always have to wonder. Gretchen says, Train follows me on Twitter. My claim to fame. Congrats. Yay.
Did you mean to say that out loud? Just kidding.
it's most likely someone that uses or there's a social media manager for the band. I can't imagine that's Pat Monahan actually doing that. Sorry. I don't know.
Actually, Pat.
Huh. Actually, for once. Pat. Yeah, Gretchen, you did not do anything wrong. I apologize. Usually it's you doing the D's nuts jokes and riling people up in the chat. Huh. We go back to our festival. First off, we're going to do our own because we did hit our like goal, if I'm correct. Thank you guys so much for all the help with that. Please keep hitting the like button. It does help out a ton. All right. So everyone knows I'm not cheating. Here we go. Band number one, ICP, Insane Clown Posse. Well,
this is going to be a fun festival.
Okay. It's going to sell. We will get money. However, we're going to have to pay a lot of money for the cleanup crew after.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, Avatar. Why does that fit? I love Avatar, but it totally fits. It really does. Okay. New album's a blast, by the way. I really did enjoy the new album that came out on Halloween. Number three, Dragon Force. Honestly, I could see it working a little bit.
It still kind of works. It's like Avatar is the branch between these two bands.
You're right. Yeah. And number four, Volbeat. Is it weird that I say I don't hate this, even though ICP is on there and there's going to be Juggalos in the crowd?
Yeah, I don't hate it either.
Yeah. By the way, my problem is not with ICP. It's with the Juggalos. You heard me right. That's me saying that, by the way.
I just don't want to get drenched in Faygo because it's sticky.
Well, their argument, it's diet Faygo, so there's no sugar. By the way, you still get gross if you go to an ICP show. So, yeah, I'd go.
Yeah.
I would go to this. Volbeat, Dragon Force, Avatar, and ICP. This has entertainment value all over it, and it's going to make money.
Yeah, no, I would be stoked to see Volbeat and Avatar again. And Dragon Force is like a cherry on top. And then it's like, okay, ICP is there too. Okay.
Fine, whatever. I'll go minus the whoop whoop and Faygo. Well, that is ICP. Whoop whoop. That's a Midwest thing. Everyone in the Midwest knows how to do that. Yeah, you know, I'm not mad. No, too many juggalos. That is true. And they will show up. But I'd go. Also, I think Rowan would go to this too. Rowan, if you're listening, I'm going to speak for you in proxy. I think you would go to this.
I think so.
Yeah. What do we call this one?
Faygo. No, nope. Come on.
Yeah, something Faygo related.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Oh, someone said, yes, I would Faygo.
All that Let's Faygo Fest. Boom, done.
Let's Faygo Fest. Ooh, and it's sponsored by Faygo. That's how we make our money. That's how we keep our money. There we go. That's fine. All
breaking
right.
it in.
Yes. And we got a sponsor. Steve Fest? No. We'll have to give something else the name Steve Fest for this one, even though that could be a good safety if we can't think of anything. I don't know. Also, now that I think about it, the Steves would like this one. I think everyone's saying in the chat, even though some people are saying not for me, this has Steve written all over it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeet Fest Europe. Faygo Fest. Yeah. All right. Yeet Fest. Band number one. Millionaire Sweet Mercy.
Okay.
That's more in line with ICP, actually. If it was ICP and Millionaires, that would be more in the ballpark.
I don't know. Yeah, that would work too.
Oh man. They were on the Return Warp Tour this year and they opened one of the main stages or one of the big stages. And I'm like, oh goodness. I don't know if they performed since that Warp Tour. So,
oh no.
Yeah, it's exactly what you think it was too. So number two, Sick Puppies. Interesting.
Okay.
Fine. Number three, Architects. Getting heavier. Okay. And number four, Sum 41 coming out of retirement. I'd go. Millionaires actually is appropriate opener for something, but Sum 41, Architects, Sick Puppies, that's a good hard rock, metalcore, heavy rock show.
Yeah, that is fun. Sick Puppies and Architects would do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Sum 41's fun to sing along with too. They make it a fun show. Yeah. So I'm going to that.
The hits. Okay. I'll give you the hits.
The hits. Exactly. And they only play the hits. They're not playing the deep cuts now. So, you know.
All right. I'll go.
There you go. I'd go for Sum 41 and Architects. Yes. Sick Puppies are fun too. So you know what? Yeah. I've seen a lot of yeses. Someone said, okay, I got better after Millionaires. Okay. Millionaires might be the one that's playing while everyone's filing in from the parking lot. I get that. Yeah. Oh, Rowan
they play at like noon.
Yeah. At noon.
For Warped Tour, Warped Tour,
that's true. They did play at noon now that I think about it. Yes, that is correct. They did open up. Also, Rowan said, Def for Architects, he'd go. Thank you, Rowan. Yes. I voted for you in proxy, by the way, for our first one. So yeah. And I figured you'd go to that one too. Good showing. This was not bad for Festival Rock or Flop. It really was not bad. So next week we will have a Rowan back, hopefully. Everyone say hello to Rowan in the chat and say hello in the comments as well. Also in the comments, let us know what you think about being called Steves and what titles you think we should all have. Myself, Alex, and Rowan. What type of Steve we are? Major Steve, Colonel Steve, Queen Steve.
Lord Steve.
Lord Steve. We all need titles for the Steves, what type of Steves we are. Feel free to name yourselves a certain type of Steve. Please don't make it creepy. Please. No, no creepy Steve. That is not one of the names you can have, by the way. Woof.
We're going for titles. Yes. Actual titles.
Hi, Steves. Thanks for the patience. Yes. Thank you, Rowan. Yes. We all agreed. Steves is fine. So Crazy Steve actually sounds like someone that's a real person.
I feel like I know Crazy Steve. Yeah, I think you know Crazy Steve.
I think so. Yeah. God Emperor Steve. No, we are not calling anyone in the chat Daddy Steve. No, I'm sorry. Now you just ruined it for everybody. Womp.
Come on. I can be Daddy Steve. If anybody.
Actually, now that I think about it, that would actually make it even better. All right. Alex is Daddy Steve. Fine. Thanks, guys. With that. So Darth Steve. Okay. That's a little funny. Okay. Just go all out for it. Darth Steve. Alrighty. Thank you guys so much as we go out of here. Well, bam. I'm going to leave this up. Let's see if I get this back to the appropriate window. That'll work fine. It still has the stream is still running, but that's okay. So thank you all so much. There's Drake and Josh references all over. Rowan, you keep riling them up in the chat. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week. Hopefully Rowan will be back with us. Thank you all again for in gold. What's the right word? My brain just shut out.
You think trying to say indulging?
Indulging us. Yes, I was. My brain completely stopped and then stopped working and forgot the word temporarily. Thank you for indulging us in our Grammy discussion on this. Everyone complains about, oh, it's the Grammys. Who cares? Yeah, everyone. No one cares. It's just an award. And so the Grammys actually give the award to the right person. And then everyone loves it and cares about it again. So people care every year, apparently. So if this is the year that people actually want to see it get right, then I'm fine with that. All the categories.
Yep.
Also, if you're listening, all the categories and nominees are in the video description, in case you're curious. Leave in the comments who you think should win what. Let people know. Finally, Alex, you got a good laugh and you set a trend for calling everyone Steve in the chat. So the pressure's on to follow this up. And you don't have to follow it up with the same caliber, but you only have one person to try to get the laugh right now.
Oh, well, that... Come on, speaking, I'm not going to do super well.
You may not have a Steve performance, but we'll see how it goes. All right.
All right. So my son's teacher, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay. My son's teacher said he's average at math. I think he's mean.
Part of me is thinking, wow, a math joke. Yikes. So I did smile. I'll be honest with everyone. I smiled at that one. If I had to lean towards it, because not so much it was funny, it's just because I thought, wow, a math joke. That's what we're going for. I want to leave this to chat. What does chat think about that? So
boo.
Boo. Okay. That's fine. If you want a boo. Lol. We got a lol and a boo. Like footballs.
That mean like goal? Yeah, goal.
Yeah. Goal. Alex is not into sports ball.
Goal.
What? Plot twist. Home run while doing the field goal position. Yes. Someone's throwing kelp. What is that phone? Someone's throwing cell phones. It was average. Oh, someone followed up. The joke was average because you said it was mean. And the joke. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The chat is divided. Okay. The Steves are throwing out more math jokes.
See what happens?
A math joke that doesn't get me triggered. Goodness. All right, I'll give it to you because you actually followed up with more jokes in the chat, and I did get a smile out of it, even though it was dumb. Last week's was solid. This week's was dumb. But it got a smile, so that's something.
Yep. Woof. I got a groan. I got a boo. I'm happy with this.
You are. You're getting better receptions than some stand-up comedians I've seen, to be honest, where everyone's just like, oh.
Maybe I should take my show on the road.
I hope you don't. I hope you aren't expecting to sell tickets. We might get more money out of Steve Fest or the Let's Fago Fest, whatever we had. That added to the conversation. Okay, I'm closing out now. No more math jokes in the chat. Woof. Where's my closing soon before some of you guys? Someone just threw a plus sign in the chat. I got to find the right button. That's just lazy. A plus sign? That's not even anything.
You just need to be more positive.
Oh, I'm about to subtract myself from the Steves for the week. Oh. Everyone, get your math. Belly. Yeah. Get, oh, yeah. Negative. Get your math puns in, everybody.